The Spanish king, Juan Carlos, is abdicating after 39 years on the job. His son will take over this week. Crown Prince Felipe has been preparing for this role his whole life, but his wife has not. She is a former CNN anchor. From Madrid, Lauren Freyer sends us this profile of Spain's queen-in-waiting.
If she hadn't married the man she did, Leticia Ortiz would probably be covering this story herself. She was a famous TV news anchor in Spain.
Buenas tardes, bienvenidos a CNN Plus en este sábado 27.
That's Leticia on a CNN Spanish channel in 1999. She was also embedded with troops in Iraq during the war and reported from Ground Zero on September 11th before she gave it all up to marry her prince. Ortiz wed Crown Prince Felipe 10 years ago. They were first introduced at a dinner party. She'd recently won an award as Spain's best journalist under the age of 30. The two ran into each other months later at an oil spill in northern Spain. She was covering it, and he was, well, the prince offering support in a disaster. When the couple announced their engagement, the media caught a glimpse of what Princess Leticia might be like. She was explaining how she'd eventually leave journalism when Felipe tried to interrupt. Let me finish, she snapped at her startled husband-to-be. The crown prince doesn't get scolded often. Reporters erupted into laughter. That tiny exchange and other details of Leticia's life. She's not from Spain's moneyed aristocracy. Her grandfather was a taxi driver. She was previously married and divorced. Gave pause to some conservative Catholics and to the upper class. And just when they were starting to warm to her, Leticia's cousin betrayed her.
A mí lo que me pidió Leticia es que recogiera los documentos y los destruyera.
David Rocco Solano says Leticia asked him to destroy medical records that showed she had an abortion before she met the prince. Rocco Solano published the allegations in a book last year. The royal palace says he's lying, but Leticia's popularity sank. She's still more popular than King Juan Carlos and his daughters, one of whom is being investigated for allegedly embezzling public money. But Leticia is less popular than her husband, Felipe. Pilar Aire is a gossip columnist who's written several books about the Spanish royals. For Leticia, work was everything. She was an ambitious person, and for that, some people don't like her, she says. They call her a social climber, but I think she's softened a bit in these past 10 years. Fashion magazines, on the other hand, have no doubt about Leticia. She's on their covers regularly. They compare her to Grace Kelly and another new royal up north.
Maybe Leticia can be described as the original Kate Middleton.
Hamilton Staple is a Spain expert at the State University of New York.
She has the experience of having a professional career, of having a normal apartment in Madrid, of having a previous marriage. She's very much had those experiences, and I think that allows many Spaniards to identify with her.
The very things that gave Spaniards pause about Leticia 10 years ago could actually be assets now, as Spain's monarchy struggles to stay relevant in modern times. About half of Spaniards no longer support it. Over the past couple weeks, Leticia's aunt has been posting anti-monarchy messages on Twitter. So the queen-to-be has a past and some relatives who don't agree with her. That's something Spaniards might just possibly relate to. For NPR News, I'm Lauren Freyer in Madrid.